We are back, but we're doubling up tonight. Episodes 12 and 13 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You are watching AfterBuzz TV Network.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. I just want to point out TK is a fool behind scenes. If you guys could only see what goes on at this network behind the scenes. But welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Kanye West Can't Tell Me Nothing, because this is how Caitlyn Jenner was feeling.
This is how we telling Dakota too. We run the show now, Dakota. What?
Listen, can't tell us nothing, okay? All right, we here. We in here. But welcome, everybody. If you're new to the show, you're watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show. I am one of your hosts, Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. TK, where can they find you?
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Yes, I'm here for it. I'm so mad at TK over here.
Well, I mean, it's usually for you guys if you're just hopping in right now, which I don't think that's the case, but it's usually four of us, mm-hmm. and now there's two, and you know, we just bring them together.
Mm-hmm, we do. Mm-hmm. But hey, shout out to our other co-hosts who couldn't be here tonight, mm-hmm. Justine and Dakota. They will be back next week with all this crazy Kardashian mess.
Oh my gosh.
But let's get it in, because we have a booked night tonight. Mm-hmm. We have episodes 12 and 13 to kick off tonight's show. So for episodes 12, decisions. It's all about Courtney not making decisions. I didn't know it was so bad, and her not being able to make up her mind.
I mean, I think some people are like that though. Like some people, like I'm a very like black and white most of the time person. Like I know what I want to do, I want to do it, like mm-hmm. let's not waste time, let's get over with. And then some people are just like, well, I don't know. I'm like, look, let's go. And right. you know, some people are just like that. So you know, she's the unfortunate one who can't make up her mind,
just can't make it up. I mean, we see that her and Courtney and Kim open it up with them trying to go to New York Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Kim's like, what's going on? Are you going to come? Are you not going to come? Courtney's like, yeah, I'm going to come. Next day, I decided I'm not coming, while Kim is already on the plane. I mean, so Kim's like, listen, you're going to have to pay half of this plane.
Right.
Just because you can't make up your mind.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yes, Kim was ready to go, getting ready to take off. And Courtney called her and said, I'm not coming.
Well, that's when you have money, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like, true. When you make those decisions, it's like, oh, well, I could take that hit because, you know, whatever. But if you booked a flight and you're like, oh, I could take that L for how many hundreds or thousands of dollars, then that's good. But if not, you know, you're going to be on that flight.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you know you can't make it, or you know you might be late, like you can't afford to pay that extra $100, you're going to.
Exactly.
So that's a money thing.
See, I need to treat my friends like that. Like, listen, if you're not coming to dinner tonight, I still need money for my meal. That's how it needs to go.
Or it's like, you just stop calling them.
Hey.
Why don't you call me? Because you can't. I've cut off a lot of friends like that. I was like, I can't roll with you.
Because you can't make up your mind.
You can't make up your mind. Definitely I don't have time to wait for that.
Definitely not. And Courtney got a little bit of her own medicine when Khloé and Kris were at dinner, and Khloé called Courtney up and said, hey, we're at this restaurant, and told her and called her again and said, you know what, we've moved. But really, they stayed at the same restaurant and kept calling Courtney and said, oh, you know what, Kris can't make up her mind. Pretty much Courtney was just driving around town trying to figure out what's going on. They said, you need to make up your mind.
But another rich problem, though. Be like, y'all, I'm gonna go to this Denny's right here. You'll find me right here on Sunset. This is where I'll be. And after that, I'm gonna go home. So one of those two places.
Exactly.
Like, you, nah, we.
Mm-mm, no. But speaking of people who can't make up their mind, Rob and Chyna. What's going on? Because we saw in this episode, Rob was doing good. He's back in the gym. He's with this life coach who I'm all the way here for, because he seems like this guy is really helping him out. But when it comes to Chyna, it's like that's Rob's kryptonite.
Right.
It's just not working for him.
Yeah, because this particular episode, or the other two episodes, this happened last year, I think around this time, where he was posting the pictures of his weight loss. And Black Chyna was posting it as well. And he had lost weight, and he seemed like he was, you know, getting everything back in line. And, you know, if you're following him now, he gains back most of the weight and, you know, the ups and downs. So I don't know. I kind of feel like, obviously, he's way too old to go away to boarding school, but he just needs to, like, go. He just needs, and he has a child to take care of, which is another thing. But it just feels like he needs to just go away and get his life together and get away from L.A., pretty much everything, the situation, just kind of, like, assess his self. And he's not able to do that because he has so many things to fall back on.
Right.
So it's just kind of, it's sad to see that. I get so frustrated with people who, you know, they have so much potential and so many gifts and so many opportunities. Like, he's a Kardashian.
You're right. Exactly.
Like his mom is, like, the ultimate momager. Like,
ultimate.
So, like, he has all these opportunities and he's just, like, chilling on it. Like, you're not gonna be, what is he, like, 28, 29?
I think he's just turned 30.
You're not gonna be 30 forever.
Yeah.
And Chris is not gonna be around forever. Like,
right.
You know, it's just like you have all this and you're just kind of like chilling. Exactly. Like, you can get a chef. You can have somebody work you out every day. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have all this stuff. You can literally have somebody come to your house. Right. You can roll out of bed, walk down the stairs, and complain to that person for an hour while they're working you out, and then have the chef, like, you know, you have all that there.
And they set that up for him.
Yeah.
They did that in other episodes, and he just didn't want it. I don't know. I mean, you gotta want it. He's also in a whole other headspace, too.
Right.
I mean, we can't keep using that as an excuse, but, you know, he has serious depression problems.
Yeah, but, you know, have they really... I think he really just needs to get away from this whole scenario, because you can, it's easy not to want it when you're living in a big house.
That's true.
Because, you know, if there's roaches all over the place and rats running around and you live in a room, then, you know, you either have a come to Jesus moment or you're just gonna go further down that hill in a box on Sunset. So I don't know. Those situations really frustrate me, because it's just like, I definitely acknowledge that he has some issues, but he just, you know, he needs to get it together.
Yeah.
And sure, I know they've tried over the last couple of seasons, but maybe he just needs to go away.
Just him and, I don't know, take some time out with the baby.
Or maybe have one of those locked up experiences. Like, look.
Oh, scared straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scared. Like, I mean, he's not doing anything illegal, but, like, look, this is what your life could be like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do something with it.
Poor Rob. What we also see in this episode with him and China, it's awkward when he pops up on her at the photo shoot. The guy who's helping him, the life coach, says, you know, China has a photo shoot. Would you want to go and show her some love, some support? Rob's like, I really don't want to see her, but, you know, maybe I should go over there. So they go over there, and it's just awkward. It's dead silence. China doesn't look like she wants to be bothered.
Right, because she's working.
Working, right. And it's very little small talk. It's like, I have one more look left. Oh, okay. Silent. What you doing today? Like, you would never think these two were even in a relationship, that they even had a child together.
Right. I don't know. It's just, one, you can't be, I don't know how she rolls, but I'm kind of guessing, like, you can't show up on,
like, that's true,
on people like that.
Just pop
up. It's still always awkward, no matter who you are. Like, you could be good friends, like, then after you get off of that, then it's like, okay, we can continue, but it's still kind of weird. Like, okay, it's not like it's a 9-to-5, you know where I am all the time, so you show up to that place and we weren't really talking as it is. We probably had a fight, because they are always fighting.
Always.
So it might have been, and I'm willing to bet with all those fights, nothing gets resolved anyway. So there's resentment on both sides, so it's gonna be awkward either way.
I don't know. So,
I mean,
he was just like, pretty much, I'm done. He gets in the car and tells the life coach, I didn't even really want to go over there. You see how weird it was? I didn't ever want to be in that position again. I just want to be friends with her. Why can't we just have a friendship?
And now, like, all of a sudden, they're getting married. And then they're not getting married. Then they get married again. They get signed to a second season.
I know. It's too much. It's like they have a second season, and then they don't have a second season. So now we don't know if the show's coming back, if it's not coming back. Is anybody
coming? It'll come back. Somebody, they want to check.
I think so. I kind of want to see it, though. A little bit.
I think I saw the first couple episodes, and it was just kind of, how can you let somebody speak to you like that, one? And then how can you speak to somebody like that, two? On both sides.
Yeah.
It's just like, because if Black Chad came up to me and started speaking, I'd be like, Alex, excuse me. Are you yelling at me?
You're talking to me?
You're talking to me?
Talking to I?
Oh, I'm going to walk out this door when you, because it's clearly not me. It's clearly not me.
No. Oh, the person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking to grandma like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not, and he just takes it.
Yeah. But he also lets her.
Well, I mean, with that situation, he's been the punching bag for his sisters for a long time. Not to say that they were abusive to him in any sort of way, but, you know, he's had low self-esteem. He's dealt with depression. And, you know, his sisters are very strong women. Mm-hmm. And he's just used to that. And then Blac Chyna just takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to stand up for himself. So she just...
That's probably why she's kind of, like, iffy, too. Because maybe she wants a man who can go toe-to-toe with her. Like, you know, sometimes maybe she's like, put me in my place. Why do I have to keep bossing you around?
I don't want to speak for all women. But it's just kind of like, yeah, you want that mutual respect. And you also want to have that line where you're like, yeah, if you cross this line, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no line for her to cross because she keeps on, you know. But, yeah, there's certain things where certain people, like, guys I've dated, yeah, I'm not trying to get buried today. Like, I'm good.
Exactly. I'm okay.
Yeah. We're not even going to go there. So, you know.
It is just crazy because sometimes they do have really good moments. I mean, we also saw in this episode, they went to the doctors together.
Yeah.
They got the baby Dream, her shots. She's 16 pounds in this episode.
She's a big baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty big baby. They looked like they were kind of bonding, but it was a little awkward still. So I like those moments where kind of acting, yeah, but you know, just friendly.
We can always fake those moments. Like everybody who's some type of an adult can fake those cordial moments. Mm. It's just kind of like they just can't decide that they're going to be together or not.
Right.
And, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't know what Blac Chyna's play is. I mean, in the beginning, you know, with the whole, like, losing weight and all this other stuff, she seemed like she was on his side.
Yeah.
But it also seemed like, you know, there was an ulterior motive.
Right.
So, if that's the case, you know, like, every good gold digger, you know, play the role. But if that's not the case, then, you know, Blac Chyna's, like, cute.
Yeah.
Like, you know, girl. There's plenty of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
She won't have the list.
Right. So. I don't know,
China.
If she truly loves him, then she figure it out. But not, then
let it go.
You have two checks, so you might as well move on.
Yeah. That little shade?
No.
That's a little shade?
Not a hint of shade. Just the reality of the situation. She has two kids, and, well, I can't speak too much about Tyga, but Rob, like, she's good. 18 years. Like, Dream is good. And even if Rob doesn't take care of his kid, Chris is definitely, like, she's not going to let...
That's true.
So,
that's
if that's what she's fearing, like, oh my gosh, did I leave Rob? That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So her kid's going to be taken care of. So it's just kind of like, if the initial was you thought you liked him and then you found out that, you know, he's not what you thought he was, then, like, move on.
Mm-hmm, that's very true.
But that's not going to happen. We obviously like wasting our lives.
Oh my gosh. But speaking of moving on, we see them fly on over to New York where Kylie is celebrating another pop-up shop. She has her Kylie Cosmetics line and she's doing that whole thing in NYC. Mm-hmm. It's people just up the block shutting down streets to get into this small little place.
I saw a billboard of her on, I don't know if that was in Beverly Hills or
yeah, and somewhere it's like close to WeHo or something.
Yeah. I think she has another pop-up shop coming up. Like, kudos to her.
I know. She's getting it. She's getting that money.
I don't know. Well, I might have to tune into this, to her reality show. It's
she got me for a few episodes. I could do maybe 2-3.
She got one to prove herself.
Listen, she is a pop culture icon. They said it on the show, TK.
Look who's throwing shade. Let me just sip on my pink bottle right here.
She's a pop culture icon. I got to teach, you know. I mean, I thought Madonna was an icon in pop culture, but, you know, Kylie's in the making. She's working her
That's
way.
That's really, like, interesting to think about, because we brought Madonna. So Madonna's a musician and, you know, talent and stuff like that. And then you talk about, like, the Kardashians, and there isn't Like, I definitely respect their business, their business hustle. But as far as, like, icon, but then you think of, like, well, Marilyn Monroe, she was an actress. So it's just kind of like when I think of icons, it's like there's something behind that. And even, I don't know, because like, I don't know if you consider the Kardashians moguls just yet. I think you have to hit a certain, like, number amount. So I don't know. I mean,
I think she's in the make. She's got to get a few more years. She's definitely in the making of being like, wow, like she, this whole family affected pop culture.
Right.
Now, if she wants to stand out by herself, she needs a little more time.
Which she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's definitely. She's building. It's kind of like a, almost like a Kim and Kylie thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Khloe's more of a, what's the word? Khloe's not for everybody. Like Khloe's for, Khloe's almost like those, the, for the folks who don't like the Kardashians, but they can rock with Khloe.
Right.
It's like, you know, this kind of specific type following for Khloe. Mm. And then, you know, Courtney just, I don't think Courtney cares. Yeah. Courtney's just along for the ride. Courtney, she's like, I'll take this check.
Exactly.
Courtney's like, as far as y'all, business. I'm taking care of my three kids.
Exactly. She said, I'll be behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm good.
So you go ahead, Courtney. But we see with the shop that actually Kim makes her way to the Kylie cosmetic shop. And Kim's like, I wonder if I should just pass out 30 lip kits for free. So she calls Kylie and Kylie's just like, okay, whatever, pass them out. Just nonchalant. Kim's like, okay. Just starts passing out lip kits to 30 people, 30 fans. Just for free, just saying for thank you. This is on behalf of Kylie, which was sweet, but it was kind of like you're giving away the inventory too. I mean, she can make that money back quickly.
Oh, well.
Definitely, but.
She's probably selling it for what, maybe $60,
$70? Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it probably costs maybe $10. So she already making.
That's true.
Those pop-up shops, it's a new, man, we ain't. It's our ancestors to look at us now on a whole. Postmates.
Yeah.
Uber. You, like, you literally do not need to leave your house.
Yes.
You can work from home. Pay all your bills online until the world and the zombies attack and you don't know how to do anything. You can't even sew a button. Just think about that. Pop icon's not going to work out too much, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably going to be the first ones to go. Nope. Because, you know, all the organic stuff, they probably taste better. I was like, I don't know where you're going with that, but you know, that's a good point. Document that. The coach is probably watching like, oh my lord.
I know, Dakota, we holding it down for you.
Like, I need to get back.
Family family vacation, we got it, Dakota. We got it. So we also see why they're in New York that Kanye premieres his new Yeezus line.
Mm-hmm.
It's his whole new season of the pretty much thing. The same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at least he got rid of the whole stuff. Because the holy shirts.
That's the funny thing, though, because that's taking off now in the I guess the lower, I don't know if you want to call it the lower level of fashion. Like, you know, have the people who follow all the fashion trends and all that stuff, and then it slowly kind of seeps into the rest of the population. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see those shirts all over the place.
Me too.
So it's just like, how do you, so it just keeps on, you keep washing it and then it keeps on getting holier?
I guess. I mean, go ahead, hoes. I mean, if y'all rock them, rock them.
Cool, yeah.
Do you. But it looks like Kanye just brought out, you know, some jeans, some t-shirts.
But maybe he's ahead of the time.
Maybe.
Because he had those holes, I think, maybe two seasons ago.
Yeah, he was the first. I will say that.
So, I mean, and then the Kardashians, they had some of that stuff in their Dash store, I think, a year ago.
Mm.
So, I mean, maybe he's ahead of the time.
Go ahead, Kanye. You work this whole casual look. I'm here for it.
Like 100 years from now, like, they have a statue dedicated to Kanye West as far as, like, the creator and the innovator of, like, art and fashion.
Hey. You go ahead. Casual. and we also see in this episode something that's kind of quick and funny of Courtney trying to figure out how to save her mom in a firefighter's outfit. They had Chris locked away in a room with the door closed, like the room was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney had to make a decision how to save her. And of course, Courtney going back and forth, which ladder should I use? Oh, you know, just a tall one. Courtney, there's three ladders. Which one should we use? The middle one. Just guessing. Courtney, how should we get in the door? Should we use an axe? Should we use our foot? Just use an axe. It's a hot door, Courtney. Why would we use the axe? So she was trying to figure out her ways to make it and make up her mind, pretty much. And it wasn't really helping. It wasn't a good exercise.
No.
Chloe tried, though. She did.
I mean, I don't know. I think... Again, I think it's a personality trait thing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't think she's like that with her kids. Like, she, you know, she dresses them, she feeds them. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think she's like that with the things she feels that are important. Mm. So I think that's where maybe Chloe's missing the mark with that one. Because mm-hmm. if she was that indecisive, then that means her kids, you know, she'd spend hours trying to get them dressed in the morning. Yeah, you know, true. They'll go starving because she doesn't know what they're going to eat. Like, mm-hmm. you know, all these things. Like, I don't know when I should pay my bill. Like, you know, and like all these things, yeah. like adult things. Like, we all decide on what's important to us. And I think she's just, you know, she has her priorities. And obviously her kids are those.
Right.
And everything else is like, I don't. You know, I don't care. It's not
right.
So I think they're missing the mark with that one. Because and I think in a situation like that, she wouldn't be indecisive.
That's
at least
true.
At least I hope.
Yeah, because if it was real life, it'd be like, just get your mom out.
Right.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. So it's, you know, fight or flight. And mm-hmm. considering that she loves her mom, I think she would, you know, try to save her. So, and I get what she's trying to do, but mm-hmm. in real life, she just doesn't care. And you can't make her care about situations like that. She just didn't want to go on the flight to New York.
Right.
And she's going to take that L. She's going to, I mean, and it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, Kim called her out, but Kim knows she has the money to do it anyway. So it was kind of one of those mutual things like, all right, well, you're not going, but you're going to take the L on this. It's like, all right, cool, I can afford it.
Yeah.
There we go. You know, yeah. Okay, you're telling me to go to all these different restaurants. Yeah, I'll keep driving because I don't really have anything else going for me tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind rolling in my Range Rover or whatever nice car, because there's a big difference. I have a rental this week or these 2 weeks. Life is, yeah. These new cars. No, my car is not like super old. It's gone now. RIP Monty. But these new cars. It's like I can drive all day.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in traffic. That's cool. I'll just mm-hmm. boop boop. Let's watch a little Dare White People in the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm loving your rental.
Exactly. So it's like you telling Courtney to go all over the place. It's like, all right, no worries.
Exactly. She was like, okay, I'm yeah. down.
So it's not in this particular situation, it's just like whatever.
Right. I mean, she eventually made up her mind. She said she had to watch a documentary to figure out that she was indecisive and that she's working on it. So keep working on it, Courtney. We're believing you, girl. Yes. So let's move on to episode 13, Loyalties and Royalties. We open up with Kendall Jenner not really knowing about the car she's going to be talking about with Jay Leno. He has Jay Leno. Leno. I don't know what I was saying.
He's only a nighttime host icon.
Exactly. I know. Hey, Jay. She's on his new show, how he talks about his classic cars mm-hmm. and celebs who have these classic cars. And
it's a very popular show.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard.
I think is it on YouTube?
I don't know.
I can't remember what channel, but it's like network, is it on network? I don't know. It's a popular show. I know a lot of celebrities are talking about it. And I think Seinfeld also has a show like that too.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Mm. Well, I mean, Kendall didn't know anything about this car because it was a gift to her. And plus, you know, she's young. She knows personal things like where's the radio, how to shift gears to make mm-hmm. it go faster. So she had to speak to what she calls Caitlin, her dad. So mm-hmm. her dad, Caitlin. And she had to fill her in. Like, hey, what's going on? This is what the car does. Mm-hmm. Here, how it runs. And it looked like she pretty much kicked it off.
Well, I mean, I think Jay kind of knew coming into the situation anyway. And it's just kind of like you're going to pad the questions a little bit and lead them into the interview. So yeah, it was definitely a moment. I guess I'm just like jaded because I know the background to a lot of these like reality shows and TV shows. So it's just kind of like he probably knew that she didn't know a lot mm-hmm. because, you know, somebody had to contact her and she's like, all right, cool. Like, I don't think, she doesn't seem like the person that will lie and say, yeah, I know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably just padded it a little bit and, you know, helped her along with the interview. But it's still kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it was a beautiful car.
Yeah, and even the scenery in the background. Like, yeah. I think that was that Caitlin's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think she's in Malibu. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, the scene, it's just,
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know, I'd be a little scared to just be, like, up there on the mountain by myself, like, no neighbor in sight.
I tell you, I don't know if I've been watching more TV in the last 6 months than I've watched in the last 5 years. And being on the beach, being on any type of hill, I'm good.
Yeah, especially.
So something's good. It's that time. Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be in the best case scenario, like in Temecula somewhere in my house, and you're still in the neighborhood, there's still fire department, but nothing's falling on me, no sand is falling over, no big water, no big tsunamis coming at me. I'm, you know.
It's just a little scary.
Just a little bit.
What about the earthquakes, you know, in California, and we get wildfires like nobody's business. I passed one on the freeway today. Mm-hmm. So...
And it's so funny. I don't know if you feel the tiny earthquakes that happen.
I heard there was one last week.
They happen all the time.
See, I never.
And it's so
them.
I feel and it never fails because I work for two companies, a TV station, a radio show, and I start work generally between 4 and 5 in the morning for both. Ooh. And it never fails between that 5 hour time cap between like 4 and 9 a.m. There's always like a mini earthquake, and I'm at my desk, and I'm like, I haven't had breakfast yet. There's no gas. Like, I know it was me. Like, it's nobody else.
There's no gas. Yeah, it's not,
y'all didn't. And I check online, and there it's like a mini earthquake. So it's bound. Something's bound to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But speaking of Caitlyn, this episode, she got the business, pretty much. Kim, which is one thing I love about Kim, she always comes to her mom's aid, too. Mm-hmm. She even let Caitlyn know in this episode, if you talk bad about my mom, we may not be able to talk again.
Right.
And she's serious. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, it's about Caitlyn's book. Kim's like, hey, I want to read your book. I want to make my own judgments about your book. And I want to see what's going on. If it's that bad as, you know, my mom says it is.
Right.
Caitlyn, they sit down. Caitlyn says, okay, read it. You know, let me know your feelings. Kim reads the book.
It was, like, for Caitlyn to be essentially their father for so long, and for none of them to have read the book, or even after the book came out, for her to send a copy to them, for Kim to actually ask her, hey, I want a copy, is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even look at it like that.
You know, this is your family. Mm-hmm. These are your kids. And you're a big chunk of the book is about your family, your kids. Mm-hmm. Not one of your kids have read the book.
Wow, that's true. They did they did just go off of word of mouth of what Chris was saying.
Right. So it's just kind of like who, like why were you... What fear did you have?
Right.
Or did you know that in order for the book to sell, you have to say certain things? Like, it's one of two things. You either remembered the history in your way, because there's always three sides to the story.
Right.
Or you knew you're going to pad certain things in order for the book to sell, for you to make your own money, so you just didn't want the family to see it. Mm. So it's like one of those things, which makes me very, weary of, everything, like as far as, what Caitlyn's trying to do.
Right. Because it seems very sneaky.
Right. Because, right after she announced that she had the interview, then she had her show that came out. So that was already that was already in the docs. You just don't come up with a show.
Right.
So that was months in the making. So there was that. The show didn't do well. Mm-hmm. Then the book came out. Like that you don't just write a book in a week.
Right.
So like all that stuff takes a lot. It's very intensive. That takes a lot of time. And you're telling me that nobody,
I guess they just didn't want to have time. Maybe after that Diane Sawyer interview, they were like, hey, we're not really going to mess with you like that. We don't want anything to do with you. And they just didn't want to read it. It's a tricky one, but I know Kim was riled up on this episode.
Yeah.
She had every right to be. Mm-hmm. She sits down with Courtney, and she, after she reads the book, she tells Courtney what's in this book. Mm-hmm. And even before that, before we get to that, North comes into the room.
So cute.
North comes
so
in.
So grown. Oh, yes.
How she talks about she just comes outside from playing tennis, which I'm like, what? 3-year-olds play tennis? Like, okay. Get them lessons in.
Yeah.
Plays tennis, and Courtney says, you're not going to say hi? Nora says, hi. And that's it. Just hi. But TK, you thought there should be more on that. I agree.
My household, mm-hmm. as kids, of course, kids do things, and this is how you teach kids lessons. Like, and you have to do it repeatedly until it becomes normal. Like, right. I don't just, if I see somebody older than me, now it's kind of tricky in this world because nobody wants to be referred as, you know, ma'am or mister or, sir, like, I mean, whatever. Yeah. But that's what I start with, and they say, don't just call me this, then, all right, fine. But exactly. I start with, you know, so the fact she just said hi, I'm like, what? No, no auntie, no aunt, no. That's it. Yeah. And Kim didn't say anything either. I don't know. I'm gonna give Kim a moment. Maybe it's usually like that, but maybe.
I know. I was like, yeah, you know, usually when I was growing up, say hi, you yeah. know, auntie so and so, auntie Sally.
Even if it wasn't your aunt,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was
uncle whoever. Yeah, yeah.
That was very. I know it's nitpicky, but the thing is, if you don't teach them now and you're letting them get away with certain things now, and how much stuff are you letting them get away with, mm-hmm. we don't know how they're going to be when they're 16, 17. Like, are they going to be, you know, they might get a little bit of trouble, or would they go off
right.
the railings?
Tricky one. Mm. But
hopefully everything goes well.
Hopefully. But as Kim and Courtney are sitting down, Kim was just letting out the bag, how Caitlin said that Chris was just taking the money and spending it, how she knew this whole time about Caitlin's journey, how basically he's the one, Caitlin's the one who made Keeping Up the Kardashians what it is today. How she was the one who was the bigger star, and they wanted her and her family to come and film this show. And Kim's like, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right.
Don't mess this up for all of us. If it wasn't for us, nobody would know who you were. Well, if it wasn't
for Kim.
I mean, that's true.
Almost if it wasn't for Ray J.
I mean,
he should be getting like at least a little 2% like finder's fee or something.
Hey.
You know, honestly,
it is the truth.
It's the truth. She was, before the Ray J incident, she was a stylist for Paris. She was a stylist for Serena. She was a stylist for Brandy.
She was in the circle.
She was in the circle. However, you know, it took that incident for people to take notice and put everything together and right. then take notice of who her father was and that right. connection. And then, you know, now who her stepfather is and that connection. So, yeah, all the other working parts made the Kardashians who they were. But exactly. in essence, it was Kim who started it all.
Mm-hmm. And Kim knows. Kim knows. She's like, this is mine.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
Right.
I got us here. And she's right. For Caitlin to say it was all me, it's kind of like, Caitlin, I don't know.
Yeah, because if that were the case, then they would have had a show way before
exactly
that happened.
Exactly. So, of course, they sit down there and they are just livid. Courtney has no real facial expression, but you can tell she was a little upset.
It's the Botox.
It might be a little Botox in there. But she was a little upset. Kim's like, listen, I'm going to sit down with most of the family and talk to them about it. She sits down with Kendall and is like, you're old enough to know. You're grown now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. This is what Caitlin has said about us. Mm-hmm. Caitlin has told us, even with the Diane Sawyer interview, they said no Kardashians because they said Kardashians is linked to publicity stunt, which I was like, wow.
Which is kind of true.
It is. But for you to say we did studies and we found that blah, blah, blah is linked to, it's like, dang, like we were your kids.
Right. I mean, I guess if you want to take the interview serious and if you want people to read the book, that's you true. Have to almost distance yourself from the name. Mm. And, you know, that's what you're doing. But on the flip side of that, you know, that's your family.
Yeah.
Because when all that pseudo fame is gone and people are, you know, now, because think about it, 10, 15 years ago, as far as gay folks are concerned, you didn't really see it in the media.
Right.
You know, you didn't see any of that. Mm-hmm. But now it's normal. Like, I, you know, went to the Abbey today. It's like, all right, like, you know, it's exactly. it's a tourist spot. People pass that. So, you know, that's normal thing. So now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when, you know, transgender is just it's a part of everyday culture, and you may be looked at as the one who started it all, but people are not paying no mind to you. Mm-hmm. All you have left is your family, who you just poo-pooed on to get to a certain point. So, I don't know. And if Kim leads the charge of, you know, we're not messing with you, then, which I don't think is going to happen, but, you know.
I mean, I think they'll definitely keep her at a distance, a safe distance. I mean, of course, Kendall and Kylie are going to keep, you know, interacting with Caitlyn. That's their father. But the other four, listen, we keep a safe difference. Mm-hmm. We'll do it for our baby sisters, and that's it.
Right.
So, this was a tough one. Caitlyn dug a hole for herself.
Yeah, and I wonder who's advising her. It just seems, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just seems whoever her advisor is or was, it was just too much. Like, if she had transitioned and, you know, lived, you know, a year or whatever and kind of got everything together and then came out with the reality show, then that would be even more intriguing, because you're going to be like, well, what has she been up to for the last year since she's come out? Mm. And then, you know, if she came out honestly with the book or even had a collaboration, like, you know, even almost like, because they do had like a foreword from Chris in the book. Mm. Because even though, you know, the Kardashian name is linked to publicity stunts, they have a show, they have emojis, they have websites that you pay $2.99 for.
Exactly.
I mean, all their Instagrams are popping. Kylie just got a show. Scott might be getting a show. They might have cartoons. Wow. So for them all to, you know, for it to be a publicity stunt and people are still buying into the brand.
Right.
You know, you're not, you know, it's almost, Kim is absolutely right. Don't bat the hand that feeds you, because those same people are probably the same ones that are backing the whole Kardashians.
Exactly.
So if you got a forward from Chris, at least acknowledging it and then, you know, acknowledging the rights and wrongs and all this other stuff, then, you know, that might be more legit than you saying one thing and then Chris is on the Keeping Up with Kardashians saying, you know,
a whole other thing.
I was the one who helped pay the bills. You don't even know how much, you know, to pay for the gardener.
Exactly. And you calling this woman and saying she stole the money. And she's like, I'm not out here shopping, boo. Right. We were broke.
Yeah.
I had to make sure we had a gardener, that your kids were in school, that this house had lights.
Right.
Like, you don't even know how to write a check. And you up here telling me I stole the money?
Right.
Go ahead, Mama J. I'm here with you. But... Now, I just want to touch on it briefly about the whole prince from India coming over. Mm-hmm. Where I know we were talking about, you know, going to the Abbey earlier.
Yeah.
But the first openly gay prince in mm-hmm. India came and met with the Kardashians and Kendall and told us a little bit about his story, mm-hmm. which was wonderful. How he got banned from India and his parents took away the title of prince and how he's really getting through this.
Right.
I love that little journey and how they mixed it in with Caitlyn and said, this is kind of the same thing, you know, in the same boat. So they're trying to figure out, you know, everybody should just get along, just be happy.
I think it's just in that situation, it's almost a difference of cultures, mm-hmm. meaning that he was very considerate of his wife,
because
he knew he made a huge error, and he was very concerned on her moving on in life, which if he played that wrong, she could have been screwed too.
Mm-hmm.
So with North American culture, it's just so, you know, me,
right.
Especially when you're dealing with the entertainment industry and all this other stuff. So mm-hmm. even though Caitlyn might not have started off like that, you know, whoever was in her corner, it's like, well, you know, now it's you now. Like, you need to, for 25 years, you've been feeling this way, and now you're coming out. So here's your party. Right. Here's your show. Here's all this other stuff. And you take away from other people's emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think just in this culture, we just don't promote that. It's more about, well, what can I get out of it? I don't really care about what you're doing.
That's very true. This was a great episode tonight. Mm-hmm. I think this season.
Are you talking about the after show? Because the after show. Was
good. I mean, the after show was popping tonight. Of course.
You just like, I don't have hair, but this is if I did.
Let me let y'all know. Dakota, we love you, but listen, let me hear a flip real quick. Okay. The after show is always popping because we speak the truth over here. But this episode of Keeping Up with Kardashians was great. It's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw even on Kim's IG, she said season 14. So here we go. One more season. Let's see how it goes.
I do like there's less stuff that I've seen in the media
mm-hmm.
which I appreciate. The first couple episodes, obviously, we had to talk about all that stuff. But a lot of us who, let's be honest, if you're watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the likelihood of you knowing everything else that's happening in their lives is very true.
Right.
It doesn't
see
seem
it before.
Right. It doesn't seem like one or the other. It seems like the other way would be like, you know what's happening and you don't watch a show, which is more common. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like the first couple episodes, we're talking about the stuff that we've all kind of been through.
Right.
And so now we're getting to a part where it's like, yeah, we know the Blac Chyna and Rob thing, but that was a little part of it. And a lot of the stuff that we saw, we haven't seen in the media, which mm-hmm. is good. Like all mm-hmm. the behind the scenes with the book and all that stuff. So I do like it. I don't know. I'm hoping that, I know they're involved in like charities and stuff like that, but I kind of almost want to see more of that.
Yeah, a little bit more charity work.
Yeah, like more charity work, or, you know, this world is just such a amazing place and a sucky place, and just see how they can use that. I know they've done stuff for Armenia and all this other stuff, but how they can use that to improve what we have in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I would love to see.
Let's get it going, girls. Let's do this.
But, yeah, who am I?
who are we? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we thank you guys for tuning in. If you are new to the AfterBuzz Network, hello. If you've been here from the get-go, what's up? How you doing? Of course, rate us 5 stars online there. Subscribe to our show. We will see you guys next week. Of course, I'm one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com. Ms. TK, where can we find you?
I just want to...
Thanks, TK.
If I had a crown, you would. Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Me and Nicki are the top queens up in here. Nicki Minaj, that is.
Well, then, on that note, I'm just, you know, lower man on totem pole. Canadian child living in an American world. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. My website, I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Follow the website. You know it's popping.
I don't have one.
It's gonna be popping.
We'll see you guys next
week.
Bye,
guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.